Blog Talk Radio.
Like saying hello and thank you, please. I'm rubbing those paws on a bending knee.
other fellas, so it's funny. You're drinking that wine, living the schoolyard days.
Yeah, we had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Oh, better, better day, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah, remember when we used to run around there?
Steal a hubcap off the car.
Look at my battery.
We lucky we ain't get busted, man. Then I know here comes the fun.
Oh, hey, Barry, what color was you coming to me?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, Barry. But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I'll never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Damn.
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
What your mama say? She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
That's right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, he was all right.
Pop, Pop, was, a lot of bad Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes on, wrinkle up, lip balls all on.
Hey, buddy. I know when your mom cooked them good home cooked bits today.
Thank you.
love you.
Hello, and I am back. Don't ask me what happened, but I had to start that song again. So I'm going to start my introduction again. The devil is a liar. Women of Honor, live on Tribe Family Channel, hosted by Beverly Black. I am she. Yes, that is me. And I invite your participation to our radio broadcast and Gumbo for the Soul Publications anthology, Call for Submissions, Women of Honor 2, the catalyst and inspiration behind this show, honoring mothers on Mother's Day, and Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, who is also the producer of two of our sister stations. So men and women are invited to share their most memorable experiences to the credit and honor of the women and roles they have played in our lives. We invite you to this radio broadcast, and we invite you to the anthology. Details are available on our website, www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com. The radio portion of this endeavor seeks participants to guest and discuss the phenomenal life lessons and struggles of overcomers that tie into women and our strength therein. Like I said, today's guest speaker, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, better known to me as Mama D. Now, for 40 years, she has held it down as the road manager for the mighty, mighty group, the Shy Lights. Yes, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, has a radio show on this network. And Daisy Brown has been the producer of that show for 2 years, and we are celebrating our third anniversary this week. Not only that, Daisy has her own radio show, Call to Serve Military Radio Show, of which she highlights people in the military and people of TRIA, the Retired Enlisted Association. She can tell you all about that as we get ready to delve into this celebration of mothers on earth and in heaven. You can call our studio 347-539-5285 or follow our studio online, blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul, which is a Tribe Family Channel brand, owned, operated, and all rights reserved, created by yours truly. So without further ado, it gives me a great honor, privilege, and pleasure to welcome our guest, Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. How you doing, Mama D? How you doing?
I'm fine, sweetie. How are you? Happy Mother's Day, my dear.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. I'm blessed. This is a beautiful sunny Sunday here in California. So I know over on the East Coast, we are 3 hours behind you. So I pray that your day has been most blessed. How's your evening?
Well, great, great, great. It's been very rainy for the last couple of days, and it's finally slacked up a little bit. We had a downpour yesterday, thunderstorm and everything, but it's God's work, so what can we say? Some flowers need some water somewhere.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, you know, I told you before, I was really looking forward to today, and I know that you have a lot that you can talk to us about. Some of the subjects that I mentioned were the mantras that were passed down from the generations of women that raised us. You know, we'll be doing the book Women of Honor, and in doing so, we are not only imparting education, health and wellness, and highlighting different cancers that have affected women and other health concerns. But we want to pass down wisdom, knowledge, the mantras, the girl talk, you know, all of the things that have allowed us to make it through our journey. And we want to talk about some of the mantras that the women have handed down to you. We want to talk about some of the jewels in your crown. Is that all right?
It's all right with me.
All right, all right.
I think the largest jewel is my mama. She's the largest gem.
Right there. Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your mother, your dear mother.
Well, my mother, Mrs. Dora Hill, is now resting in heaven, but for the years that I had her, I think for a while I took her for granted because she was so strong, and I never, ever, ever dreamed that I would outlive her because she had such a spirit and such a determination and such strength that she was just one of those people you would think would live on and on and on and on, you know. And it took me a long time to realize that my mama was actually gone because I just couldn't believe it. Age 46, I believe it was, lost her sight, and we never knew it. We did not know it. She was slowly losing it to the disease glaucoma, which I'm also suffering with, or should I say I'm a victim of, but I'm not suffering because I refuse to let it defeat me. And
overcoming. That's the overcomer that we were talking about introducing the show. Amen.
Yes. And she never complained, you know. And for the longest time, we never realized that she was losing her sight because she kept things moving to the point that you didn't notice it. And one day, I happened to notice that my mother had a run in her stockings. And I hunched my sister, and I said, Mama has a run in her stockings. And my sister said, what? You know, because that was unheard of. We always had to carry an extra pair with us at all times. We had to have a pair of stockings and a pair of gloves with us so that if we were going to church, we were ready. If our stockings had a run in them, you take one off and put that one back on. It was just crazy. So I'm like, Mama has a run in her stockings. And I noticed the next day she had a run in her stockings. And I'm like, something is wrong. And we sat her down, and she began to tell us that it had been going on indefinitely. And eventually she did lose her sight completely, you know, but she never, ever complained. We never heard her go through, why me, you know, why did this happen to me? She had a sister and a brother who had predeceased her as well as her mother. So she was from a small family, and she had seven children. Well, my mama was married 10 years before the first child was born, but after that she went a little crazy, and then we started coming like a year apart, you know, so, and then she waited 5 years after the sixth child to have the seventh child, so, but my mother was a beautiful lady. She had this most beautiful smile, and she always had something kind to say about any and everybody. We never heard her sit around and gossip and talk about people, you know, and it made us realize that that was not what we needed to do. And she later married a Baptist pastor, and of course we were raised up in his household, and that helped us to get much closer to God. And it helped to build up my faith, because I had seen my mother go through a lot. We were from a domestic violence family in the beginning, but my mother, even then, she was determined she was going to keep her children together, and she was going to weather the storm. And it got so bad that she really finally had to leave, and we were blessed to move in with my stepfather, and he took the care of us as if we were his own children. So we were blessed. And I just thank
Hallelujah.
God for, yes, I just thank God for, you know, the journey that I was going down, trying to figure out where my journey would lead me. And as a teenager, started singing in nightclubs.
Well, wait, let me let you hold that thought before you get into, you know, your teenage years. Because as I have told our audience, and the lines are lit up, that in your adult years from now, because we're going to walk this backwards. So most recently you spent 40 years as the manager for the as the road manager for the Shy Lights. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the Shy Lights, Mr. Marshall Thompson. Marshall Thompson, say hello to Daisy Brown, Mama D over here, Queen of Diamonds, helping us hold it down.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
how
my goodness.
How you doing? Yes, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you all. I didn't have enough time. I just pulled over. The valet got me right now, but it's pouring down, raining. So I had to pull over here and get to say hello to everybody on this beautiful Mother's Day for a super manager who stays at Braham.
Thank you, MT. How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, got a pound cake for the day on Mother's Day.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice as usual, as always.
Well,
so did you get your sweet potato pie? I didn't hear you.
I got your pound cake. I got 15 pies and no pound cake.
Well, it's not Father's Day. It's Mother's Day. What you doing for all those pies?
That's all right. I got you. Wait till I get to finish up on the second. Man, we ain't
yeah.
going to have it out for Mother's Day. I'm going to bring all the kids and everybody.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Well, hold
well,
on
you know.
Now, because I want him to say Happy Mother's Day to his niece. And our sponsor of Dream Castle Villa, Gwen Nix James. How you doing, cuz? Say hello to Daisy and Marshall.
Hello.
Gwen Nix James, you're locked. There
hi,
you
baby.
Go. There you go.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
How are you? Happy Mother's
oh,
Day,
good.
Everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Auntie, everybody. How you doing?
Thanks,
Uncle,
sweetie.
I spoke to Uncle earlier today, but he gave me my Mother's Day blessings early, so he's on
uh-huh.
the road. He hanging out.
It's
always. So I'm under the weather, but I just wanted to quickly call in and say Happy Mother's Day to all the lovely mothers out there, including myself and you too, cuz Beverly, you know. Auntie,
Happy Mother's Day.
I know you have no
beautiful.
Children, but you know, you have a whole lot of nieces and nephews, so we call you Auntie anyway, so it don't matter. You everybody's mama, but you know, Mother's Day is special. Yeah, amen to that. But we have a lot to be thankful. You know, my mom is here, God is good, and we just holding it down this eve, this afternoon. It's kind of, weather's kind of crazy here too. It's cold and.
That's right. Yes, yeah, crazy. It's
yeah.
Crazy right here. I got to walk in the door, but I had to get, because I know I'm gonna lose it once I get in inside this place. So I have to come in.
Enjoy, and say hello to family when you get where you got to go, and be safe out there, okay?
Fantastic.
And thank you, my brother. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. God bless you. God, Father, we love you. Thank you for calling in. All right.
Yeah, so we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, I definitely have a lot to be thankful. I could have lost my mom a long time ago, but she's still here.
Amen.
And
yes.
God is good, and we continue to bless her and keep her spirits up. And like I said, she's my rock. She's my foundation. So, you know, without her, I don't know where I'll be, but I know I'll have to get it together. But right now, she's good as gold, and we're taking one step at a time, you know. Everybody's eating almond joys today, relaxing, and it's one of them kind of days where you just want to relax and eat a chocolate candy bar. So that's
you need to stop. I'm trying to kick chocolate. I've been just going
please.
But happy Mother's Day to your beautiful mother. You know, Black Don't Crack. I saw her in New York, and I was like, wait a minute, that's your mother? Are you kidding me?
Mother's Day. Mom turned 70, so, you know, she'd be 71 come this July, and she's blessed.
So
and again, yeah. So, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, and so we just, you know, we're just keeping it real, you know, and when you're blessed, you can't be stressed, you know?
Amen.
So we just have to keep it going.
Amen.
And don't let the devil, because, you know, they're out there, all right? There's a whole lot of sheep and wool clothing out there, so we just have to be positive. I have them out there in the workplace. I mean, I have them everywhere. We just have to be focused and be positive and enjoy this gorgeous day that we had, even despite of the rain. But just keep it moving, and don't let the devil get you, you know? So I want to say that to all the mothers, you know.
And keep that same thought to carry you through the week, because you're right. When you got to get out there and deal with the world and deal with, you know, because we're not of the, we're in the world, but not of it. See, so we have to deal with the world.
Amen.
You know, you
got to
stay covered.
Right, good, bad, and ugly. You know, everyone, you know, like I said, if you have a situation, and we all do, leave it at home. Go to your job and do your job. Don't bring it to the workplace, because when you bring it to the workforce, it becomes very difficult. And, you know, listen, today's crazy. It's just a lot of different things going on, even out there by you, Bev. I was watching the radio, the TV station the other day, and what's going out there in L.A. You know, it's in Chicago, it's in New York, it's everywhere. So we have to be careful when we leave our home. We don't even know we're going to reach that destination, because we don't want to get.
That is true.
You know, it's dangerous. It's serious. People just don't care anymore. So we're blessed to have this conversation. We need to talk on a different level, because I have to get my own station with you, because we can start talking about domestic violence, and that's a different situation, because I, too, am a victim of that. And I try to keep it down. But you know what? When you are blessed, sometimes you speaking about it, not that you need to get out there, but it makes you feel better.
No, you
on got
the a street trip.
Yeah,
and you
got
to speak truth to power, you know, just like Daisy was testifying, you know, of the strength and beauty of her mother. You're testifying of the strength and beauty of your mother, and being an overcomer and coming out of domestic violence situations. These are testimonies that tell the next
That's
women
true.
Who are, you're putting crowns in the princesses. Gems in the princess's crowns that's coming up. And especially, you know, Gwen, you have a lot of women that you mentor all over this world.
Well, you know what?
Amen.
Daisy know where I'm coming from. This is 10 years.
Come on, congratulations.
You know, it became a therapy. That's why I started this. This was a healing for me.
Wow.
So you see, everybody have a reason.
Let's identify what the this is. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you just tuning in, we're live on Women of Honor, and we're honoring Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds. She has been the road manager for the Shy Lights for over 40 years, and the lady that has also joined the program, Mrs. Gwen Nix James, the CEO, CEO of Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and the founder of the Dream Castle pageant, beauty pageant. And you can tell them all about it and what you're doing. And Daisy has been your right arm going through the journey with you. So tell everyone what you're doing. And congratulations to 10 years on one hand and 16 on the other, and more counting.
More counting. Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it's just a blessing. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to blur it out, but inside, you may feel a certain way, and then on the outside, you look so nice and so crispy and clean, and
mm-hmm.
that people don't know what you're going through on the inside. But I took
mm-hmm.
the pageantry as a part of therapy so that it healed me, because I think that if I can get closer to young women and see what's going on and help them, they can help me, you know? And that's what it was about.
Wow.
It was about,
that's true.
I mean, you know, if there are a lot of young women out here that doesn't have a mother, don't have sisters, and, you
mm-hmm.
know, even if I did have family, sisters and brothers, it was just the closeness that I was able to get from these young ladies and just feel comfortable. We would go out to dinner, we did our rehearsals, and we would talk. And you're talking about 1 year went by, then the next year went by, and it kind of it made me feel good. It made me feel good inside that I was able to do something for someone. And that's how you get your blessing. Somebody said that. They called me and said, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And, you know, I big you up on the radio, 93.5 FM, you know. And so I'm like, okay. I mean, well, why did you do that? You know, because, you know, they talk so much about you. I'm like, well, you know me. Well, why are you talking about me on radio? Why don't you invite me to your station? Then I can talk about it myself, you know, and tell
Amen.
People about my life or whatever it is that they want to know. But in saying that, he wanted to tell me that he bigged me up on station, and I just was like, okay, I appreciate that. And, you know, had to say, well, I know where you came from. Like, okay, what does that mean? Oh, you just opened up a new restaurant. Like, why are you calling me? Like, it's Mother's Day. Give me my space, and I respect that. But we all have something, and we went through, and we don't
yes.
talk about it. You know, some have addiction issues or whatever the case, domestic abuse. There's so much different stuff, but we're all human, and we all have feelings, and we all have to heal, and we all choose different ways of healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I can call Daisy on
the
phone and be crying out. But this is about Daisy. But you know what, cuz, we need to talk. We got to talk a different time or whatever before we go on air. And this could be on for hours. You, I don't want to take all this time because
I love what
time.
You're doing,
no,
though.
You
I love what you're
I
doing.
Love
I'm going to and I'm gonna continue the conversation with Daisy.
I just pictured the sound of my mom, three generations of my daughter, and myself, and my mom. I have been, like, I have
wow.
pathetic today, like, crazy. I don't know where it came from, and it actually just left. It was like one of those funny feelings in the head, and I said to myself, God, if I'm having a stroke, because I don't know what a stroke feel like, but I'm just saying these are the silent things that we hold inside, that if something
mm-hmm,
is bothering
mm-hmm.
us, and though you feel you look okay, that's going back to that radio guy who called me. Someone calls me and says, well, Gwen looks good on Facebook. She don't look like she's aging. She looks healthy. She looks happy. But do you know what Gwen is going through on the inside? I just opened up
that's
a restaurant.
Right.
I am so stressed that I just want to just tone it down a little bit. And that's what it's all about, too. Sometimes you need that time to
mm-hmm.
rest. You don't
yes.
really need to be on
yes.
the phone. You don't really need to be on Facebook. But if somebody sees
mm-hmm.
you and they, oh, wow, she look like she okay. But you don't know what I really feel like, you know?
That's right.
So
that is
just
a real word.
Yeah,
that is a
I
real word.
Say,
and what
I
love,
mean, what,
well, let me say something real quick, if it's okay, Daisy. What I want to say
course.
About Gwen is that for you to use what you're doing with the pageant as a creative outlet for healing and therapy, you have, by the same token, helped a lot of women gain their strength to walk in their wholeness, and they have, by doing so, by upping their self-esteem, they have avoided situations, and you have helped them walk wisely and walk worthy. And God will allow you to go through something so that you can come out with the tools and the strength that you need for your teaching. Now, as far as stroke and health and wellness, you know you better than you. And so we're not speaking any words of calamity over you, nothing but words of strength, rest, healing, positivity, and most of all, being able to carry the weight. He will not put more on you than you can carry.
Amen.
And when
that's
you
awesome.
And when you start feeling tired, you sit down, you back up. There ain't a Facebook or social media or nothing, nothing worth or nothing. And a lot of times you have to turn all of that off because it is not going to take us down. And for that, I just want to thank you for the way you wear your crown. Now, Daisy Brown, go ahead, take it on down.
I was pretty much going to say very much the same thing that you were saying, and to also say that, in my opinion, Gwen is a woman of honor because.
Amen.
I love her. Oh my God, I love her so much. And you know, we have such a beautiful, beautiful relationship to be able to talk and work together because she has a heart like I don't know how she carries it around in her body.
She needs a heart purse, a big bag to carry her heart in. It's so big, right?
Well, auntie,
a heart mommy bag.
Auntie.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
the thing
baby.
Is this, you and I are not in any competition. That is why it's so
That's
great.
True.
And
That's
you
true.
See, if it was, you see, there are a lot of things going on Facebook and who's doing what and who's doing this and everybody's trying to do the same thing on top of each other, it becomes to be a contradiction and it becomes to be a pattern. It becomes to be a frustration and, you know, who's doing what, who's selling things. You know, just do you. And
that's
why
right.
we
that's
have
right.
that relationship. That's why we have that bond because we're not in the same competition. If anything, she's helping me and I'm helping her.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And God knows
and
it,
that's
you
what
know,
it's
and,
about is
mm-hmm.
uplifting.
Yeah.
It's uplifting,
uplifting
but you know, you, I can't. You know, if she said, "Gwen, I need you to help me do something," I'm there. And the same thing
Amen.
With me. If I need her, I mean, she's on a train in a minute. I mean, Amtrak.
Well, don't
minute,
leave
whatever.
Me out of that because I come to Gwen in a heartbeat. I need you to keep this show on the air, ladies and gentlemen. You
when,
are
when
hearing the words of
last
our
week,
sponsor.
I needed you guys when I was in Montego Bay. I needed you guys when I was in Jamaica last weekend. That was 1 week of,
Lord
I mean,
mercy.
Really, that's why I'm trying to recuperate now. But, you know, listen, all real jokes aside, you know, I love Daisy like my mother, okay? And like I said, you know, we're not, you know, I mean, there's a big age difference between the both of us, and she'll tell me when I'm wrong, and I respect that because I want her to tell me that, you know, well, Gwen, you know, this is this, you know, if I got a problem with my husband, I'm going to call Daisy. Baby, this is what I get. You know? She's my therapist, so she's like my right hand. You know, like I said, there are things that you everybody needs someone to talk to.
That's true. That's so
you know?
True.
And you got to be able to have one good person, and I choose a person that is could be my mother because if I talk to somebody who's on my age, one, they even want to take my man. Okay, two,
hello.
Or they ain't gonna like me.
They're going to try to undermine you no matter what.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is about choosing the confidant that edifies and is going to help you to make the right decisions that doesn't have an ulterior motive or a hidden agenda. Ever since you know, Daisy put you and I in touch with each other. She has always spoken so highly of you. And I'm like, okay, well, who is this lady? You know, who is this? You know, and she just, the way she talks about you, Gwen, the way she, it's like a mother-daughter relationship.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And so I'm like, wow. So, and then to see you all together, the way you work together, the way you work with your children, Daisy, Marsha Thompson, the way you pulled together the pageant, all of the girls, the training, the mentoring. Ladies and gentlemen, women of honor, right here live on Tribe Family Channel, I have two women of honor, Daisy Brown and Gwen Nix James. And there are so many women that benefit. Well, three. Well, you know what I mean. I include myself because it is my honor, privilege, and pleasure. But it's to that end that this really spreads to other women. It is, like you said, you need people to talk to, bounce things off of. We wear weighty crowns, you know, and you have to have someone that will honestly tell you, well, I think you're wrong.
Right,
you know, I think
right,
you should
right.
approach this way and that way. Because most people really, you know, if they're outside of family and outside of their circle of hugs, they're looking from a different perspective. They're not inside the frame, so they really can't give you the best advice. So you really have to kind of stay within the frame, stay within that circle of loved ones, and be honest about whatever you're going through. Now, we're going to make sure that this three-strand cord of ladies on this show before we go are prayed over. So I just want to lift us up. Father God, I lift up Daisy Brown, I lift up Gwen Nix James, I lift up myself, Beverly Black, and I just bring us together as women that we are beacons of light and hope to continue to give hope to other women, and we ask that you would continue to strengthen us on our journey, allow us to carry the weighty torches that we have, and most of all, allow us to use our wisdom and our voice to empower others, because our work is our ministry. And to that end, I say I love you ladies, and amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Amen.
And
now, before
go
ahead. No, go ahead, because I want to make sure we get the mantras out.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, I just feel so honored to have this opportunity, but there are just so many other people that I've never known how to toot my own horn, because I feel like I'm just a servant of God. And when you are doing His will, His way, you don't look for recognition from others. You know, you just go ahead, go about your way, go about your business and do what you do. But God always has that ram in the bush. And I use that term a lot, the ram in the bush, because it's always somebody there to uplift you when you're down, and you can uplift that person when they're down. And I thank God for both of you, because you each have a very significant part in my heart, and you will always be there. And I just want to say I love both of you so much.
I love you too.
Love you too. Well, you know what? I think that's the note that we're going to go out on. And what we're going to hear is a beautiful song called Amazing Grace, because it is by Amazing Grace that we are running this race. Ladies, I love you, and God bless you and keep you. Thank you so much for helping us honor Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, for all that she does, not only with the Dream Castle Villa pageant, but for Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, for Call to Serve, the military radio show, for me as Mama D, helping me hold it down, always producing, you know, different shows and talent and reaching out in her thick Rolodex to just bring some of the greatest talents of A-listers you could ever imagine, and being a friend and someone that I could depend. So here's to you, Mama D. This song is Amazing Grace. And before we go out, tell us about your song that we heard, Mother, You Were There.
Well, that song was written in 1993, I believe it was, or 94. I dedicated that to my mother. I loved my mother dearly, and it was a song that it was just a way of a tribute to her, to let her know that I recognized all that she had contributed to me in my
years of growing, my total being, because my mother was the strength behind me, and I just wanted to find words to say, and I'm just so grateful that she was alive when I penned those words and when it was recorded, because so many people will come behind a person after they're gone to pay tribute to them, and they have no idea about the tribute. So I just thank God that I was able to put that song together before my mother left here. And it is recorded by the Brooklyn All-Stars, who was one of the top recording gospel groups from way back when. And I'm just grateful that I've had that honor to, or that opportunity to just do that for my mother and for all of the mothers out there, because if you have a mother, it's just, or a father, because we've got fathers who are being mothers or playing the roles of mothers, and I don't want to exclude them as either. And when you've got somebody who can stand there and show you right from wrong and be your strength over troubled waters, and that's what my mother was, we should be able to always stop and say thank you, because it's never, ever, ever too many times to say thank you. And I'm just so grateful that I've had my mother, my grandmother, and I've had some other beautiful ladies in my life as well. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, you were there, mother, is my tribute to my mother.
Well, God bless your mother in heaven, and my tribute to my mother, God bless her in heaven, and my grandmother, is the first book, Women of Honor, and we have a call for submissions for the second book, Women of Honor 2. It is the catalyst and inspiration behind this show. So happy birthday in heaven, Mama and Big Mama, and Big Mama Cassie, my father's mother. And I love my children, of which I have been blessed to have four, and they are all adults doing great in their lives, and it's an honor to be who I am and whose I am and to do
Amen.
What I do. And to that end, I just thank God in heaven. And so do you have any parting words over there, Gwen, Nix, James, because we're about to go out with some music.
No, honey, I'm going to have a good evening and say good night to everyone, and wish you guys safe journey home. And I'm going to try to take two more Tylenol and relax this head of mine.
Yeah, you do that. Get
yourself
together,
relax,
baby.
You relax, sweetie.
Yeah. Love you.
Yeah. And we'll be playing the Dream Castle commercial. We love you, too.
Thank you.
And we'll be shouting you out and continuing
to
promote.
We need to talk about the upcoming event. We didn't mention that. June 29.
Anniversary? I think we did.
Yes. We mentioned that we were going to do it, but we never talked about the date or anything.
June 29.
And there are tickets on sale.
Yes.
Yes, there
so
are.
So what's that information? Tell us the whole skinny, and then we'll let
our guest, the guest artists and everything. We need to know about that.
Well, we have Marshall Thompson of the Shylights himself, the man himself, Uncle Marshall. We have Ray Goodman and Brown. We have Tingle Stewart coming out of Montego Bay, actually Kingston, Jamaica, and Naughty Virtue out of Montego Bay, and other artists performing. So it's a celebration, Dream Castle Pageant Gala, celebrating 10 years of togetherness, young ladies all coming together from the 10 years that I've been doing pageantry. We're all getting together like a reunion, and it's going to go, proceeds will go towards my child cancer society, or we're probably going to do the autism. We've been doing autism every year, and I have so many charities that are calling me right now. It's like, you know, everyone's looking for a foundation or looking for some type of contribution. So we will talk about that, Daisy, and see what we would do with this year's proceeds to help out children that are in need. But it's going to be a fabulous event on the 29th of June in Yonkers. Starts at 5:30, cocktail hour. It's $90 a ticket. Comes with a full dinner, open bar, cocktails and desserts and entertainment.
And the artists
so y'all
are
hurry
close
up and get
and in person.
That's right.
I was on Daisy Hours. Let me find the ticket information.
It's at the Royal Regency Hotel in Yonkers, New York. Beautiful setting.
And we will be hopefully have an audio available for next Wednesday's show because we do
have
Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and Speech from Arrested Development will be our guest, and we want to make sure that we spread the word as much as we can about the 10th anniversary gathering of the Dream Castle Villa Pageant in Yonkers, New York. Y'all go on to any of our websites on Facebook.com and see the information is right there. Star-studded event of artists that have performed all over this world and women from all over the world. Gwen, you do it big every time, and I just thank God that he gave you the vision to help these charities and the Children's Cancer Societies and the Autism Associations that you have been there for. We're going to do as much as we can to help you with your ministry and your vision. So you get some rest, Queen.
Yes,
Queen,
ma'am, and I promise I'll get the information. We just finalized everything, so I promise on Wednesday I'll have it for you, because I'll send you an email and you can post
it on
your Facebook. Okay, but have a safe night,
yeah,
everyone.
Tag
love
me.
You. And enjoy
you
the rest
too.
Of your day. Okay?
Okay,
you too.
Good
God
night.
Bless you. You get some rest. Good night
Thank
and
you.
God bless.
All right, good night. All righty.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Now, that was Gwen Nix James, and she is our sponsor right here on Tribe Family Channel. We're so thankful and grateful to have her voice to come on every time to give us the support that we need. So we need everyone to give her the reciprocity of that support. For 10 years, she has been seeding into the lives of ladies from all over this planet, and they are coming together in Yonkers, New York, June 29th, and your tickets are only $90 to see Ray Goodman and Brown, other artists that are coming from Jamaica, and Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, hands down, and your proceeds are going to a good cause. Speaking of good causes, I'm so honored to have been able to have this show to honor Mama D, Daisy Brown. She's always helping me hold it down. And so, you know, I just love you. I'm always thinking of you. I told you I'd never leave or forsake you. I mean that. And I'm thankful.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for, you know, you being in my life. You are that surrogate mother. As I said, my mother has gone on in heaven, and so has my grandmother's. Those queens are watching down over me, reigning supreme, as are yours, Daisy. And so we're going to continue to honor them and honor the women from whence we've come. Now, lastly, what is the one thing that your mother would want you to know? What did she say to you, you know, that mantra, that thing that she planted in your heart that you, you know, kept in mind and say, you know, those were mama's words and you leaned on those words?
Well, I think that it would go back to asking her a question and she would give me an answer, but then she would say, now that's what I would do. You do what you think you need to do, but just always remember that you have to, if you make your bed hard, you've got to lie in it. And that always kept me on the straight and narrow, because I kept thinking about this hard bed. You know? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that one.
Lord.
But my mother, she was, oh, my God, she was just a beautiful lady. And, it, like I said, she never complained, and she would always say, when I would leave to go out on the road, she'd say, "Now, Dee, what are you supposed to do?" I said, "Ask God to go with me and cover me with his blood." She said, "Okay, I feel all right now." And I would, on my way out the door with my suitcase, I'd say, "Lord, I'm getting ready to leave. Please cover me with your blood." And I'd go on, set my alarm and go on out of here and come on back home. And I'd say, "Mom,
wow,
I did it." So
wow,
that was it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and being that you started out so young, you know, that's another because, you know, grown women, you know, we're like, you know, make sure you're prayed up. Well, I got, you know, I'm travel mercies. And so the way, you know, your mother would say that to you, you know, it also reveals that you were young going out there with all of these A-list, star-studded A-list groups and managing and coordinating these trips and traveling all over the world. And so I'm glad that your mother told you to keep her prayed up too.
Yeah, me too.
No,
I mean,
when you think about it,
yes, indeed. I mean, you know, we've been out in all kinds of weather, you know, all kinds of conditions, and you know,
right. All these different countries and different methods,
yes,
of travel
and people.
So,
and
yeah,
even the
people,
foods,
different,
you know,
customs.
Some of the foods. Yes.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. So
yeah.
Well,
so
that's a beautiful thing.
It's been a journey, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I do want to say that it was Marshall Thompson, who I can't say enough about, because I was this little young country girl who didn't know my head from my toes, and they took me under, they undergirded me and took me out, and you know, people would say, "Well, why in the world? You're in Baltimore and they're in Chicago. Why in the world would they be taking you everywhere? You know, all those people in Chicago." But it was God's plan. So
amen.
You can't fight God's plan. If it's something God has for you, it's going to be there no matter what. And, you know, I was always traveling by myself, and they would be traveling in a group. And most of the time I would beat them to the venue before they even got there, because I wanted to make sure that I was on my job.
Let's take a quick commercial break. Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
We're back from that abrupt commercial break, but that was one of my kids calling me because, you know, it is Mother's Day, y'all, and he has to work all day. And so
that's right.
He got it in, and I knew he was working, and we are all getting together a week from today to celebrate. And I want to also say happy Mother's Day to two of my sisters in heaven, my blood sister, Anita Jacqueline, happy Mother's Day, and my spirit sister, Sarah Rachel Gaines Berry, of
whom I would not be on the air had it not been for her wisdom, her love, and her support getting me here. So God bless all of the queens who put the gems in our crowns that continue to help us hold it down. Daisy Brown, I also want to say that for the listeners that want to participate in the Dream Castle Villa, we are asking for your support, and I'm going to read this to everyone. Dear friends, the Miss Dream Castle pageant turns 10, and to mark this important milestone, a celebratory gala has been planned for Saturday, June 29th at the Royal Regency Hotel in Yonkers, New York, and we would like you to participate in these festivities. This year's event will celebrate a decade of empowering young women, and we will be delighted to have you join us at 165 Tuckahoe Road, Yonkers, New York, 10710 for the occasion. The tickets for this celebratory gala are only $90, and you can get those at https://MissDreamCastle10 Miss Dream Castle 10 anniversary.eventbrite.com. That's Miss Dream Castle 10 anniversary.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. There's also VIP tables of 10 for only $8.50, and those are only available until June 1st. So get together with your girls, your soros, your literary organizations, your nonprofits. The proceeds go to Children's Cancer. There is a hospital in Jamaica that will benefit. There is also 10 years of this world-class entertaining event. This year features Marshall Thompson, Tinga Stewart, Naughty Virtue, and Ray Goodman and Brown. These are all award-winning, star-studded artists. This celebratory gala event is hosted by Lenny Green of 107.5 WBLS. Now, thank you for your support on behalf of the founder and chief executive, Gwen Nix James. So I expect to see you there in the place. So are you ready to party and go out with this music, Daisy Brown?
I'm ready. And I do want to say thank you for this opportunity. I'm just so elated, and I will see you in New York.
Why? You guys surprised me so much, and on the air always when I found out that I would be in New York and would see you again and be participating, I was, what? Oh, my gosh. So I am definitely feeling like a woman of honor myself. I am so honored, and I cannot thank you all enough. Thank you, and thank Gwen, and thank Marshall, and just thank everyone who does so much to make these galas possible. Congratulations to Gwen for all she has done in 10 years of molding and helping shape the next generation. And like she said, she looks up to you. I look up to you as well. I'll call you in a heartbeat and keep you on the phone with my nonsense for Lord, how long. She be sleepy, Lord, but I carry long. But
well, you know,
I just thank everybody
you
for being there for me.
I tell anybody, my phone does not have a clock. You can call me anytime. My phone does not have a clock. And if I'm dreaming, I can talk to you and go back into the same dream after we hang up. So it's all good.
She ain't no joke, y'all. She ain't no joke. I love you, Mama D. God
love
bless
you, baby.
You. And I will talk to you soon. And I hope you enjoy the music. It is a mixture. And you are going to be blown away because it's a different mixture. So y'all keep your hat on, clutch your pearls if you have to, okay? Okay, now here we go. Have a blessed one. Love you.
Love you too. Good night, all.
night.
Forget Lord, let me hear you thank it. I can take a $4 bet that I'm about to heal. Yeah, I can look up and if they walk, I can look still. A mama feel good, mama feel good, a mama feel good, a mama feel good.
Mary met Selma, fellas, so excited.
She's drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You were out on
oh,
man.
Better, better stay. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah. Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
Look at them. And batteries.
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Then I know here comes the fun.
Hey, Mary, what color was you coming to be?
That's just a lie.
But dig this here. Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
Hey. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
That's right.
And
right. You go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No. But what about Pop?
Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, she was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right over with you, boss.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes on. Wrinkle up, sit balls all on.
Hey, buddy. I know where your mom cooked them good home cooked bits today.
Just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.